This episode is brought to you by the mobile puzzle game Best Fiends. Hey everybody, you know by now that I love the game Best Fiends. It's the game everyone is talking about. I love it so much because it's a perfect break from my true crime research. It still really challenges my brain because it's a puzzle game, and you know how I love solving puzzles. But it's a casual game, so it doesn't stress me out, which is perfect these days. And lately, I've been using it as a fun way to connect with my friends and family, while still social distancing. It's fun to casually compete with friends, since we're not really doing that in person right now. This awesome mobile puzzle game is so much more than your average mobile puzzle game. It's 5-star rated with over 100 million downloads, thousands of fun levels, and tons of super cute characters to collect. They've created a whole world right on my phone. It's bright and colorful with great graphics, and there's a story about all these characters. I just unlocked Lapolian, and I love that he wears a cute little thimble as his crown, and holds a matchstick as a scepter. Plus, he has this awesome power that just blows things up, which is always kind of fun. And there are also new in-game challenges and events every month, so the game always feels fresh and you'll never be bored. You can even play the game without using Wi-Fi. No bandwidth? No problem. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on this game, so join me, my friends and family, and millions of Americans who are already playing this fun puzzle game. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
The Oracle Network. Look deeper.
This is True Consequences, a true crime and mystery podcast with stories based in New Mexico in the American desert Southwest. Welcome everybody to a very special Get Vocal episode of True Consequences. So let me do a little quick introduction and then we'll jump in. For those of you that don't know, I'm Eric Carter-Londin. I'm the host of True Consequences and the co-ghost of Dos Pequeños. And for tonight's special episode, I've changed the logo. Let's see if I can do the Vanna White thing.
Oh yeah.
Right there.
Here's my blank wall.
to Dos Pequeños. I usually have True Consequences floating over by my head. Now it's Dos Pequeños. I'm very excited about that. And then this cool little sign that my auntie made. You got to love a New Mexican auntie. She's very talented and creative and helped me out with that, which I love. Okay, so if you are on Twitter, if you are on Facebook, and you want to participate, get over to GetVocal, GetVocal.com. Or you can download the app and use it on your phone, whatever works best for you. We're not going to be able to monitor social media comments.
I can. I can try.
Alex is going to try.
Hey, Fern.
Hey, Fern. I have too much intense ADHD to be able to do that. I can't bounce back and forth. which, if you listen to the show, you probably realize like I kind of bounce around a little bit. Super hyper guy. I want to introduce my co-ghost here. This is Alex. No last name, just Alex.
just Alex.
You should let him borrow one of yours.
Yeah, he's got a couple extra.
Jackie, welcome. I appreciate all your participation and comments and messages. And we got some ghost stories from Jackie that we have to share on a new, we don't know what it's called yet. Maybe a tiny terror, maybe a spookisode. But welcome. I am super excited about this show. It's been a lot of fun to produce so far. And I've known Alex for a really long time, at least 20 years.
I think so, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember how long ago, like what years I was actually working. It's so hard to remember.
It was like 2001, 2002 when I met you.
I think I was in Hyatt in like 2000 or I want to say maybe even 1999. But
okay, so then it's been like 18 years for us.
Yeah. For a good minute, man.
And honestly, like when we met each other the first time, we hit it off right away. We have the same sense of humor. Alex is just as much of a smart ass as I am, if not more sometimes. And we got along right away. So it's kind of cool to be making the show with you, man.
Yeah, Absolutely. I've been really excited to be doing these. It's fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah. I've always liked kind of spooky stuff since I was young.
Yeah.
I've been into UFOs and ghosts and anything that was weird.
Scary movies, like
yeah,
urban legends.
What was your first scary movie?
Oh, shit. Salem's Lot. I think that was one of my first scary movies. Either that or it was Alien or Aliens.
E.T. is not a scary movie for me.
Dude, that's a sad movie.
That's a heartbreaking movie.
I remember going to that at the theater with my mom's and her just bawling next to me. And I was so embarrassed. I was like, geez, mom. And now I watch it as an adult and I was bawling like uncontrollably. And I was like, oh, you just got to be an adult and have kids or something to understand it. Maybe
it must be that. I don't think I ever cried for that. I do cry for everything though. So I can tell you.
He really does. So there was a yogurt commercial on the other day and he started bawling. I don't really understand why.
That's not true.
Don't lie, man. It was the one with, what's her name from Halloween? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, Activia?
Yeah. I saw just like three tears drop from your eye down your cheek. Nice and slow, though.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
Mommy Dearest was scary. That's Mommy Dearest is definitely scary. Sorry, I'm reading into the.
That's okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
So my first, I was 3 years old. All right. And my parents thought it'd be a great idea to let me watch Poltergeist.
Oh yeah, Poltergeist was good one too.
So I have a story about Poltergeist.
Okay.
I watched it the night before one of my best friends got married and I was supposed to be in her wedding. And the movie kept me up all night long. When I showed up to the wedding, I was like dazed, you know, I was dazed out of the box. I couldn't even drink.
It's so scary.
That fucking clown, the clown and the tree.
Yeah.
But those two things did scare the crap out of me when I was a kid.
You know, it's the woman, the seance woman, whatever her name is.
It's like that meme you did when they dropped.
Yeah, yeah. She scared the crap out of me.
Carolyn!
Yeah, she was so scary. Something about her, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then when the ghost is coming through the wall.
That's not me. When the ghost came through the wall.
Yeah.
The whole television thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sitting in front of the television staring at the static. It was like, oh dear God.
I still do that.
So I feel like, you know, for those of us children of the 80s, we were probably exposed to this stuff earlier than some people, and I think for me, like that really set me into this whole thing of like really wanting to understand the paranormal and weird stuff that was going on, and eventually into true crime and murder and all that other creepy stuff that I'm into. But then the next movie after that, so they're like, oh well, he didn't like freak out that much from Poltergeist, so let's show him Children of the Corn. And it was like, shortly after.
It's just a good family movie.
Dad would flip his eyelids back, you know, like how you can do that, where like he would run around the house and he'd be like, Malachi, like chasing me around the house.
Jolene's right, man. The Grudge was a good one, too. That started that whole Asian horror influence, you know,
yeah,
Ring
and all that. Yeah.
The Audition and a few other. There's some good ones.
There's some good ones.
Mm-hmm. Fern was the orphan. The one you're speaking of is where the little girl was actually like a 25-year-old girl, and goes after the family.
That's a true story, right?
I think
It's based on a true story.
She's like a 40-year-old evil monster. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's not based on a true story, but there was like another story of like a life imitating art, basically, where there was this girl that was like allegedly like 6 years old, but the mom claimed that she was actually an adult.
Yeah.
And like she was adopted.
So it was like in the Ukraine or something like that, right?
Well, she was from Russia or the Ukraine or something like that, but the mom was here.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's crazy. You think you would be able to notice something? Because I remember seeing pictures of her, and I was like, that's not a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is not a 9-year-old.
Well, she did have like some genetic issues. So they, I think they could have probably, they probably could have like rationalized.
Right.
Some of that.
That's crazy.
Predator
6. That was a great movie. I loved that movie when I was a kid.
Creepy Jolene was born.
It was that because of the skinning people. Yeah, the skinned people.
Yeah.
That would do it.
Yeah.
Gosh, I want to see one of my first horror movies was Friday the 13th, like, or part 2 or something.
Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street. That was another one.
That movie messed me up. I couldn't go to sleep for a while. I couldn't. It's like that song, I couldn't take a shower until I washed my hair because I was scared to like close my eyes in the shower. Freddy scared the hell out of me, man. The thing.
Yeah. Well, and that whole thing is like, you can't sleep because you're going to die in your dreams. Like, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud of what we've done so far this season for Dos Pequeños.
Yeah, me too.
I'm having a lot of fun. And I hope you're having fun, Alex.
Yeah.
I hope our listeners are having fun, too.
That's the most important part, man. Because most of the time I'm spending it with you, I'm actually having a terrible time. You know what I mean? I just get through it just for the listener.
You're such a dick. You made me laugh out loud in the supermarket, and now I can never go back there.
Go back and laugh more.
Putting washing away got so much more terrifying. Yeah. Yeah, I think that I feel like we have a good balance of, like, super creepy and lighthearted at the same time.
You're the super creepy.
I'm
the lighthearted part.
you're the asshole.
But we all knew that role.
I can't wait for some of these outtakes to post on Patreon because like there's one that's like 5 minutes of Alex singing some kind of like 1920s crooner song. And it just like you're like, it's gonna end. It never ends. It just keeps going forever. It
just keeps going and going. Oh, no, we have, I'm sure some of, it's like sometimes we'll record and we'll have like 2.5 hours of recording time and like 30 minutes of an actual usable stuff. You want like, outtakes? We got that.
Do you want 37 minutes of nonstop giggling? Because there's a lot of that.
Right?
So sometimes we can't get through our lines.
It's good to laugh. Oh, no. Yeah. Sometimes it takes me forever to get through just one little portion, but that's part of the fun.
That's how it goes. Yeah. So Alex, what's your favorite episode? What's your favorite
episode that we've done so far? The funniest one I feel like so far was just the latest one, the chemo. I thought that one was hilarious, and mainly because of the porn music you added in. I just thought that was hilarious, man. But. Beyond that one, I really liked the Hat Man.
The Hat Man. Yeah,
that was a good episode. That was a good one. Either that or the Skinwalker episode.
I think that those two are my favorite, the Hat Man and the Skinwalker episode. I mean, they're both super creepy, but I had a lot of fun not only like researching it, but just recording that. Those two episodes with you were a lot of fun.
Yeah. The research on it was fun. I like the research part of it. I really enjoy like actually researching everything and trying to make sense of it all.
Hey, Amanda. Welcome. I'm learning quite a bit actually about a lot of stuff that I thought I knew about, but I only really scratched the surface until we started looking into them. So
that's
kind of,
which one was it? Was it the Skinwalker one? No, it was the chemo one. It was a chemo episode where I thought I knew so much more about it, but when I really started digging into it, I couldn't find much on it. Like for like one of the most haunted places in Albuquerque, I'm like, just this one little story. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, and Memorial Hospital too. That was another
one that was kind of like
let down.
Yeah. It's hard because I understand that the hotel Park Central is trying to maintain. This is the kind of, we're not about that. We're not about that ghost life. We're about that luxury. We're not trying to intertwine the two. So I wonder if that was part of the reason why it was so hard to find much on it. It's kind of like a PR thing. It's like slander in a way. So I don't know. I think it would still be really cool to go to that building. I know that, that's an old building. There's a lot of stuff that's happened. A lot of energy has been there. So if anything was to be haunted, you think that would be...
That hotel is super fancy. It's really nice. It's very expensive for Albuquerque.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
And they have a really cool rooftop bar. Alex, have you done podcasting before? It seems like you've been doing it for ages. You're a professional spookster.
You know what? I have never done podcasting before.
Aside from a couple of guest episodes on True
Crime. Yeah, I did a couple of guest episodes with Eric, and that's it. No, I've never done it before. I always said that I had a face for radio. So, you know, maybe it was just meant to be.
You definitely have a voice for podcasting.
I was blessed with, you know, that radio voice.
Do you, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, my God. He tried to get me to do this, like, I don't even remember how. It was like that, right?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us again. This Sunday at the Tingley Coliseum, welcome, ghosts. You know.
That's amazing. So most of the outtakes are like shit like that, Alex doing stuff like that, and me just laughing nonstop. Because it just comes out of nowhere. In a world. Yeah,
yeah.
He did that a couple of times.
In a world where two men try to stop giggling.
I think we did that in a world where two men can't get through a script.
Two men can't read a paragraph.
I mean, if it wasn't for editing, it probably wouldn't be as fun for you guys because it's kind of a shit show. Or maybe it'll be more fun. I don't know. My favorite two episodes, I think I said, were The Hat Man and Skinwalkers. Jackie, do you have a favorite episode so far?
So far, mine was The Hat Man. And I really liked the last episode, the chemo.
Okay.
Of course, it was hilarious. That's.
It's nice. It's a nice break for me because True Consequences is so serious, which it needs to be, and I'm glad it is. But this is a nice break from that for me, just to get out of that dark, heavy space and into a creepy but kind of fun space. So.
You do well with True Consequences and with Dos Pequeños.
Thank you.
But Dos Pequeños is a lot of fun, and I can see where it would kind of lighten things up a little bit because True Consequences can get pretty heavy.
It can get really intense. The Hat Man took Alex. Yeah, I think so. What the heck, man? It's the hag. Oh, the mic died. Oh, no. Okay, so Jolene, you said your favorite was Hat Man. Fern, your favorite was Hat Man. Anybody else have a favorite Dos Pequeños episode?
Your first episode was really good, too. Your first episode was
Roswell. Yeah, Roswell was fun.
So that was hilarious. That was great.
What kind of episodes are coming up next? So this week is going to be Chupacabra, the goat sucker.
Ooh. I'm excited.
Yeah. Yep. It's an interesting story and relatively new paranormal phenomenon. It isn't something that's been around for like as long as La Llorona or any of these other myths. It's actually started in the 90s, which was surprising to me. Is Pequeños actually an actual word? No. So in Albuquerque, there's a couple ways that people identify themselves. And something that kind of picked up in the early 2000s was calling the city Burque, which is like a short version of Albuquerque. It's Burque. And from that, people started calling themselves Burqueños, which is Burqueños. We just kind of took spooky and Burqueños and smashed them together and made Spookeños. So anybody who's from Albuquerque probably gets it right away. They probably figure it out pretty quickly. Anybody who's not, they probably have no idea what we're talking about. Alex and I thought it sounded good, and we kind of went with it right away. It's just something that we threw out randomly, and so it's just hilarious because in New Mexico especially, and this may be true in other places like LA or Texas, but I've noticed it more in New Mexico that people speak Spanglish, and they go in and out of both languages as they're having conversations with people, and and people that are from here, like, nobody even bats an eye. It's just, like, normal. You know, you're going to have that conversation. Half of the sentence is probably going to be in Spanish. And probably half of those Spanish words are not really real Spanish words. And they're probably made up. But people understand it. And so Burqueño is one of those Spanglish words that was just made up. So Dos Pequeños just kind of fit. And then I came up with the little ghost icons, which are fun and are surprisingly similar to Alex and I and what we look like, which is hilarious. Oh, he's restarting his computer now. So that's the answer to that question.
Did you draw that logo yourself, Eric?
Yeah.
That's a great logo.
Thanks. I wanted it to have fun, and I wanted the music to be like Scooby-Doo. Like Alex and I both wanted it to be kind of Scooby-Doo music, because while we are spooky and while we do talk about creepy things, we want to have fun with it. And so the lighthearted, spooky music kind of plays off what we do and how we interact together. So
it's just great. It's perfect.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we had a pretty clear idea going into this, what we wanted to do and how we wanted the show to be. And I feel like we've been able to keep that going, and hopefully that'll continue as we go on. Alex reminds me of Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. Yep. And I'm Velma. Yeah, you're back. Jolene said that you remind her of Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. And I said, yeah. I said, I'm Velma. Jinkies.
Yeah, I could see that.
So, Kayline asked what was coming up next. I talked about the Chupacabra episode coming out this week. We have probably, let me see. So we're at episode, this will be 7, right?
Episode 7.
Yeah. I think we have maybe 5 more episodes this season.
I think so too.
4 or 5.
Yeah, I think so.
We're about the halfway point. A little bit over the halfway point now. We have some fun stuff in store. I don't want to give too much of it away. Nice comments in there. Thank you, guys. Yeah, look at this shirt.
Cool shirt, man. What's that?
It's my Dos Pequeños shirt, available on Tpublic.
Oh. I seriously did like order like 5 or 6 things today from them for Dos Pequeños because I need to buy some gear. And I couldn't believe all the stuff that they had on there, like that you could get.
You can get masks.
Phone covers, pins. Actually, I want to buy a bunch of the stickers. But I just thought that was cool. I didn't know they had that many things that you could get. And I thought it was just shirts and maybe some hoodies. That's awesome. I didn't know. Right on. What's this on? What do you mean, Fern?
Tpublic.
Oh, yeah. We just tagged it in our... Or what'd you do? You pinned it in our...
Pinned it to the top page. Of the page. Yeah. So do you want to talk about what the next episode after Chupacabra is or not? Do you want to keep it a secret?
We can tell people that it's another cryptid.
It's a famous one.
Okay, it's a unicorns.
Patty said she's wearing her shirt that she won. Yeah, Patty won. I know Jackie was sad. Patty won one of the gifts on the drawing for the contest I ran.
You know, like I wanted to have like some kind of thing for the Patreons, like, you know, where you get an opportunity to like come with us on a ghost hunt or some shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, do something like that. Go explore some of these places that we've talked about and actually videotape it and whatnot. But fucking COVID. But, you know, that's something to look forward to in the future. Dude, I totally got 2 shirts for my kids, too. I just saw kids' t-shirts for Creepy Jillian kids. Yeah. I totally got 2. Yeah, my Creepy Alex kids.
Jackie, you were going to say something?
Oh, I said that COVID won't last forever.
Yeah, and once it does,
we'll be able to have.
Yeah, once it does, we're gonna do. You know, I want to go to that haunted campsite too.
Oh yeah,
I want to go do a camp out.
That'd be rad. That'd be rad. Have a bunch of listeners come and camp in haunted woods.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
I'll be out by 8:30. You know, Jillian just said I don't have kids, but I'll put them on my dogs. Do they have like dog shirts?
I don't think they do, but I wish they did. That'd be amazing. I would put one on Cabot.
Have one for my doggos.
Although Cabot gets really mad when you put clothes on him, he just like, he stops moving. He gets real stiff.
Just looks at you.
And he's like, why are you doing this to me?
I already have a sweater on. Why you put another one on?
He has no time for my shit. He's like so annoyed with me all the time. Ooh, dog spookenios. I love it.
Man, I want one for the dog. Yeah.
So on our Patreon, we have, right now we have, well, we're doing some early access. If I can get my act together and get stuff edited in time.
Get your shit together, man.
we were ahead of recording, and then the whole thing with my dad happened, and now we're recording in the moment, which is not fun. but we'll get through it.
We're doing fine. We're doing fine, man.
But we're starting to do these fun reaction videos where we're watching like spooky shit, like ghost footage, and then talking about it and laughing about some of it, but also being thoroughly creeped out by some of it because some of it really is weird.
There was okay. I was watching the footage of us watching it, and the look on my face when I saw what was happening, I was like, "Holy shit!" That I could not explain that away. That was, you know, usually I'm like, "That's this or that." But there was that one video where I was like,
"I know what you're talking about."
I don't want to give it away, but my God, if that's a legit video, then that's one of the most intense ghost footage things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And that's on the first video. It's going to be hard to beat that for me. It's going to be hard to beat that, man. Cause I haven't been that shook from a video in a long time. And that video was like, it got me.
Yeah. Man.
So I don't know. I've got my son, my high schooler kid. He's actually, working on videos as we speak, for us to review basically.
I want to keep that element of surprise for both of us where we just randomly see something that.
Yeah. 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 And he's taken out all that and is basically just the footages of like the thing. So it's going to be great, man.
I saw the first one, but I wanted to see Alex's face. Now I want to see Alex's reaction to this. Cause he's so like, oh no, that's not real. No, I can prove that. I can prove that's not real. I want to see the part where he goes, I can't.
Well,
I
don't know. And that was one of them. That was definitely one of them. You know, I'm totally a skeptic on things. You know, I like to think with the logical mind a lot about a lot of things, and or I try to. I can't say that I always do. I try to. But you know, sometimes, and I think that's why, you know, paranormal stuff is really interesting to me, is because I get to be able to like really try to pick it apart, because I want to find that realness. I want there to be paranormal stuff, man. I really do. I really want there to be ghosts. I think that'd be so cool, you know? And I want to be proven that. And so like, you know, every once in a while you'll find something that I just can't dispute. I'm just like, I just don't know. I don't know. And that was definitely one of those little moments. The world would be so much more interesting. But it's I don't know, it's fun. It'll be fun to go through, you know, and I might get through this whole Dos Pequeños thing and completely have a changed outlook on the paranormal and be like, you know what, I really do believe in a lot of these things now. And so we'll see.
I feel a little bit like sad, honestly, because a lot of the stuff that I thought was going to be bigger and more provable, like, turned out to just not be there. And, you know, like, we talked about Memorial Hospital, we talked about the chemo. Like, I was really excited about those two specifically. And
well, even Roswell, man, even Roswell. When you started digging kind of deep into Roswell, it was like, you know what? This isn't really that much. This, and now the Pentagon's coming out with saying, you know, hey guys, we actually have out of this world vehicles. So I'm like, oh, well, right on. You know, like, but it doesn't sound like maybe they did land in Roswell. Maybe we'll find this all out here soon. But with the digging that I did and stuff, I was pretty let down. I was like, oh, flour, scotch tape, and
tinfoil.
And I was like, come on, man. That's not for interspace travel, is it? I mean, I don't know.
Alex, in 6 months, please, ghost, leave me alone. I'm sorry I ever questioned you. I'm opening my cupboards and pulling my bed sheets off.
No, I'm not scared of ghosts. Come with it, ghost.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Yeah, come on with it. I'm not afraid. I think if anything, that would certainly make my life more interesting. You know what I mean? Not that it's not interesting enough.
If I die before you, I'm haunting you.
If I get to, I'm haunting a lot of motherfuckers. I'm coming after y'all. But I'm going to be doing weird stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what I'm going to do, but not your typical ghost stuff for sure.
Mouth breathing and hovering over people.
Not able to read a paragraph, you know? I'll be that ghost.
What other questions you guys have for us? Has it been nice having a co-host? Yeah, it has been nice having a co-host. Usually, you know, Fern, you understand. I mean, it's fun recording, but like talking to yourself, it can get kind of awkward a little bit sometimes. And Not to say that recording with Alex isn't awkward, because it is fucking awkward most of the time.
I try to make it awkward.
But it's fun having someone else there to without having to just do it by myself. That's been fun. And Alex and I get along really well. We do get a little testy with each other sometimes, but that's all a lot of fun. And
that's all you, man. You get testy. Don't put that testy shit on me.
I have evidence. I have receipts. It's going in the outtakes.
Those are the outtakes.
Alex just being a complete dick to me.
Like, get your shit together, Eric.
There's a lot of that. I stuck a Stickman face to my wall, so I didn't feel so alone. Yeah, recording by yourself can get kind of lonely. That's a bad idea.
I couldn't imagine doing it by myself. I think I would never get something finished, because I would want to redo it over and over and over again. I think with having you with me, it just kind of forces me into being like, okay, that was good. You know, that was good enough or whatever.
Yeah.
But I enjoy doing this with you. Like I said, this is the first time I've done any type of podcasting or anything like that. And it's been enjoyable. It's been a good time. I'm excited to continue doing more. I'm already looking forward to season two.
Yeah, we have a good list going of all the things we're going to be exploring for the next couple of seasons. And we're trying to plan ahead for you guys, so we're not flying off the cuff at all. We had this whole season planned out pretty much. Maybe not the order of it, but definitely what we wanted to talk about. So that's been fun. What do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about potential cases.
Okay.
Maybe ones that we don't know anything about. Does anyone out there have anything in New Mexico?
Oh, like recommendations.
Some recommendations. Have I ever had a ghost Alex, have you never had a ghost experience then? No. I don't think so. I mean, nothing that I couldn't say like, oh no, that was this or that was that. You know what I mean? I've had some weird instances where things were kind of alerting me to different things and this and that, but not necessarily have I heard anything go bump in the night or I've seen anything or anything like that. Unfortunately, man, and I'd love to. And you know what? I've been in some haunted places during some really times that you would think, oh, this is, you know, when I'm really am going to see a ghost, and nothing, you know, usually when I'm in, you know, you get a sense of dread in certain places, and that's the most I'll get, is like a feeling of just like heaviness or like, you can just, you know, maybe it's just because, you know, maybe something had happened there or whatever. I've never necessarily seen anything other than my sleep paralysis episode that I had, where I saw basically little aliens.
I feel like I need to call bullshit on you right now, because you gave me so much shit on the Memorial Hospital when I talked about having that heavy dark feeling when I walk by there. You talk so much trash about it, man.
Because so, it's funny to talk trash to you about it. Just because I'm talking trash doesn't mean I like necessarily haven't experienced the same thing myself. I just want to admit it right away.
This is what I'm talking about, you guys.
It's good family fun.
Yeah, any case recommendations, we definitely welcome those. You can email us, you can DM us. If there's something we haven't heard of, we want to know. We want to know about it.
Yeah. New Mexico and the Southwest, and I think that's probably where we'll have to head eventually, is like we'll just kind of open ourselves up to more of the Southwest areas and things that have happened in the whole area. Because we were talking to a few people, a couple of your friends, you know, talking about Tombstone and things like that. You know, places that really aren't that far away that, you know, possibly even visit in the future and stuff like that. You know, once this damn COVID shit stops.
Well, and we've mostly been focused on the metro area, except for Roswell, right? So like there's a lot of other cities and places that we can look into outside
and
of
we do have some that are coming up from different towns within New Mexico here soon. You know, I think we just want to kind of to like give you spots that you've heard of at first, and then kind of reel you into things that you might not have.
Yeah, and maybe stuff that we thought we knew that we didn't. We learned a lot, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the history here in New Mexico is quite astounding. And this has got to be like a really haunted state, right? You know what I mean?
That's what Jolene just asked, if New Mexico is more haunted than other states. I don't know if it's more haunted than other states, but we do have a really rich history. We kind of have a fucked up history, too, when you look at things like Spaniard colonization of tribal people here, and the murder and massacre of all those people. all those things, I think, come with a heavy price. And there's just a lot of weird stuff that happens here. I don't know about it being more haunted. It's just a weird place in general.
Yeah.
You've got weird cults. You've got weird murders. You've got weird ghost sightings. You have La Llorona. There's just so many weird things that happen here that doesn't really seem to happen as much in other places, or I don't know. It just seems so strange.
And I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Yeah,
I love New Mexico. I really love here. I've been here over 20 years now, and I've lived in a lot of places, and it really is one of my favorite places to live.
How do you feel about psychics, Alex?
I think there's a lot of people out there that probably are very sensitive to energies and different feelings and stuff like that. I also think there's a lot of people out there that take advantage of people. And I think that's very heavy in this realm of psychics. I think that most of those, I'd say 90%, yeah, like Miss Cleo, 90% are just,
she's the only true psychic,
are just out to get money. You know what I mean? And, sure, why not? Maybe psychics are a thing. I haven't met a psychic that I believe is legit yet. Maybe you guys can turn me on to one. I would love to meet a legit psychic. I've only talked to a couple and I was like, oh, they were so far off. It's a sham for a lot of people just to be able to make money off of people's heartache. Because usually when, you know, people are going to a psychic, they're going through something. They're needing some guidance. They're needing some,
hope.
Yeah. And so they'll go to a psychic to say, hey, what's my future looking like so that I can feel good about right now, even. And so, you know, they take advantage of those things. And so I don't know. Yeah. I think they're a load of balls.
Fern.
Good. I kind of agree, man. I don't know. I've never met one that I was like, oh, that's legit. Like, that's an actual psychic. Prove me wrong, New Mexico or the world. Yeah, send me to somebody.
So, Jolene said her grandma was very sensitive to energies. As you said, she brought a psychic to her house because she had a weird thing going on in one room. She described it all the time. All the psychic said was, you're more qualified than me, it seems.
She's like, well, you actually know what you're doing, so I'm not sure why you called me.
I hope she got a refund for it. How can you be more qualified? That's a good question.
That's a good, yeah. Do they have like a college you go to? You know,
I've talked about like the dreams and stuff I have before.
Psychic University. There you go.
Those are weird things that I can't really explain why they happen or any of that. But I try not to talk about it too much because it creeps people out. It creeps me out a little bit too.
You can, how deep do you want to go, man? You know, you can talk, you know, alternate planes, you know, we can. All right. Let's talk about the next one that we're going to do. Not okay. The one coming out, the Chuba.
Okay.
Let's talk about the following one. So we're going to do another cryptid. That's going to be the Sam Squanchels.
Sasquatch.
Yeah, Sasquatch. Sam Squanchels is what I like to call him. But I didn't know
this. There's sightings
here. I was going to say, man, I didn't know this. I brought it up as a joke. Like, when we were trying to come up with cases, like Sam Squanch. And I say Sam Squanch, and you're probably going to hear me on the state of the podcast because of a Canadian TV show that I don't know if I can mention. But, okay, Trailer Park Boys. But they call him Sam Squanch in it. And so I don't know why, but I've always called him Sam Squanch since then, or Sam Squanchels. But New Mexico has Sam Squanch, apparently. And so we want to do a podcast about that. Once again, in the future, you know what, man? Are you done with quarantine? You are done with quarantine now, right?
Saturday
you were done. Maybe we should do a social distancing Sam Squanch search.
Okay.
You stay 6 feet away from me, man. Okay. And
we need to go look for Sam Squanch. It's Sasquatch. He keeps saying it like that.
What the fuck is a Sam Squanch?
It's Sasquatch. Bigfoot.
Skunk ape. What are their names? Yeti.
Yeti. Yeah.
We'll have to look up the places that they have sightings at and then go check out those places, I guess. We'll have to go at night, right? And make Sam Squanch noises. Have you not seen those shows, the Finding Squatch or whatever?
No, but we should watch them.
They go out there and they bang on trees with sticks because that's apparently what, you know, Bigfoot does. And
that's how you get a
Bigfoot. Yeah, you knock on the tree and then you groan a bunch and then they, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's going to be one of them. We did post a long time ago a picture of a supposed Sam Squanch. Excuse me, maybe I should stop saying that now. I don't know. Bigfoot.
Hold on a second.
I call it doesn't exist. No, I don't. No, no. You know what? Cryptids are one of those things that I'm kind of like, there's a lot of potential there. I think that, you know, stories come from people's legends and stories. They all kind of come from something, right? So, you know, is there a giant, you know, see, now then the skeptic comes out of me and goes, I don't know. Why haven't we found any skeletons? Da, 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 da. You know, but, you know, and then every sighting you see your video of it, which we might have to do
super blurry.
Yeah, we might have to do like a reaction video of Sam's, or excuse me, Sasquatch's Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot videos, and we can talk about them and, like, you know, hey, are these legit or not?
We do Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness Monster, Nessie. Nessie, they've kind of proven that's not in there, right? That there's no Loch Ness Monster, really? Haven't they proven that now?
All right, we got 4 minutes left. Anybody else have anything else you want to ask?
Let's go for another hour. Let's keep doing it. That was fun. That was a good time.
Yeah, it's a good time. Good times.
Thank you, everyone, for the questions and joining us and everything.
If you are a listener of True Consequences and you haven't checked out Dos Spookenios yet, what are you even doing with your life?
What are you doing? Do it.
Yeah. It's fun. It's entertaining. It will spook you out a little bit. And you'll learn some stuff, hopefully.
You know what? Jolene's got a point here. She said that Alex would go looking for a Sasquatch and people would looking for one. So they would see my ass and be like, there he is!
Well, and Alex is super tall too, so he could get mistaken as Sasquatch pretty easily.
Guy. I'm a big hairy guy. So I could.
Yeah.
Jolene, there's a probably good chance of that happening. Maybe, you know what? It's me.
I mean, why don't we do this? Why don't we just stage it and have you walk around the forest and I'll film you and then we'll upload it to YouTube.
We found him.
And we'll be like millionaires.
That's perfect.
Great. All right, folks, have a good night. Thank you for hanging out with us. Stay spooky. And listen to Dos Pequeños. Peace.
Thanks again for listening to True Consequences. Follow us on social media on Instagram and Facebook at True Consequences Pod and on Twitter at True Cons Pod. True Consequences is hosted, written, and produced by me, your host, Eric Carter Landine. Thanks for listening and stay safe, New Mexico.